107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Vice President Kamala Harris expected to select her running mate before Tuesday. That's the day the two will begin a tour of swing states. And ABC political director Rick Klein says of the contenders,
at this stage, Harris and everyone on our team knows what you're getting with someone like Josh Shapiro as a governor of Pennsylvania, a key battleground state. You know what you're getting with Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota. You know what you're getting with Mark Kelly and the strolling biography that he brings. What you don't know necessarily is the personal chemistry.
Former President Donald Trump was in Atlanta last night. He criticized Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp, blaming him for his 2020 loss to Joe Biden. And from the president on down, the U.S. keeping a close eye on the Middle East, where Iran's expected to retaliate against Israel after recent killings of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. And Tropical Storm Gabby expected to make landfall tomorrow in Florida as a hurricane, but rain and flooding are the primary concerns. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. While violent crimes like homicide are on the decline in the U.S., advocates say murder rates are still too high. Will Waukee reports.
Violent crime rates in major U.S. cities are continuing to fall from the heights they reached during the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to a new report from the Council on Criminal Justice. But advocates say there's still a lot of work to do to control crime, especially gun deaths. Charles Crest is with the group Stop the Violence 757.
One is too many for me. So what they're saying in the numbers, yes, we don't have 10 anymore, but we still have astronomical number that it's almost week to week. We're losing someone between the ages of 30 to 15.
Nationally, the murder rate rose 30% between 2019 and 2020, the largest single-year increase in more than a century. It's taken until this year for homicides to drop below pandemic levels. The data comes from about 30 cities of various sizes, and it also showed drops in robberies, aggravated assault, and domestic violence cases. Ernesto Lopez with the Council on Criminal Justice says the results are encouraging, but limited considering the variation city to city and lack of communities providing accurate numbers.
Homicide is influenced by a lot of local factors. In fact, we know that most violence can be isolated to specific neighborhoods within a city, so that it's essential for leaders to take time to analyze and fully understand local crime patterns while having a view towards more national trends.
I'm Will Waukee. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Packers celebrate family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Over 61,000 fans attending last night's practice under the lights at Lambeau, where it looked like the defensive line was getting the best of the Packers' offensive line. Matt LaFleur.
It's tough on the O-line right now. The D-line gets frustrated at times because in practice we'll use a lot of chippers, and I'm like, hey man, that's a credit to you guys. That's the ultimate compliment, that we feel like we need to get four hands on you to block you.
Kenny Clark was live on TV when Jaire Alexander grabbed the microphone.
We got to just keep on doing that, keep putting it in the work.
I'm just here to tell you, Pack is back!
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Nationals 6-4. That snapped a five-game losing streak for Washington.
This team that we're playing just got done playing us. They're catching us at a time when we're not in full strength. They're playing free, and they're playing the young guys, and they're a fun team to watch.
That's manager Pat Murphy. The series wraps up today with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine out there for your Sunday. Southeast winds will turn to the north. There will be a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, better storm chances. Mostly cloudy skies. Lows in the lower 60s. Right now, it's 67.
Lake Air is looking for a sports play-by-play announcer. Lake Air will soon be your home for Amory Sports, starting with football this fall. If you love sports and have always dreamed of being part of a broadcast team, this is your chance. Here's an opportunity to make some extra money and enjoy the sports you love. Give us a call at 715-733-0539 or email info@lakeair.radio. Lake Air WLAK, hometown radio refreshed. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, we'll welcome Jack Gage from Patriot Racing Project. He'll tell us all about that big project.
Plus, Brian Hinkle joins us from Backyard Brew in our small business spotlight.
Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
Local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
AM 1400 WRJN.
We are the Music of the Stars, WRJN, and across the Civic Media Radio Network. The 70th anniversary of A Star is Born. Judy Garland, James Mason, Charles Bickford, Warner Brothers' masterpiece.
And the film's director, George Cukor. Some scenes were later restored.
There was a wonderful number called Go Lose That Long Face. They cut that out of the movie. They did find in the restored, because it's been restored twice.
Sadly, it seems the original three-hour version has been lost forever.
I've been looking for it and searching for it for years and years, and I have never found it. I don't know if it exists. I am led to believe now that it doesn't. They didn't know what they were doing.
Like,
they not only cut up a film, but they cut up my parents' dream.
I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear.
This is just one of the many behind-the-scenes stories in Lorna's new book about the history of A Star is Born.
If, as, and when you've got a long face, rearrange it. Don't be contented with the wrong face. There's a way to change it. Does the day look painful? The future glum? Does the sky look rainful? Hey there, say there, are you in a vacuum? All this stuff and nonsense you can overcome. A long face gets you nowhere. You lose that month of May. Like Peter Pan, the sweeter Pan wins the day. Go lose that long face, that long face. Go long and get that long face lost. The blues black out when they can see. A any tax on it. So just relax on it if you want trouble.
Wants to stop drinking, Oliver. He's trying very hard. I know he is. But what is it? What is it that makes him want to destroy himself? You've known him longer than anyone else.
For you, can you forgive me? Am I too late? All the years that I wandered and pondered were squandered. My heart insisted I seek you out. My heart had no doubt to share a journey that leads to heaven's door. You'll find is what I'm here for.
what it is? Please, I don't care. Just tell me.
Don't you think I've tried through the years to know why? To help him? I don't know, Esther. I don't know what the answer is.
Well, I've got to find the answer. You don't know what it's like to watch somebody you love just crumble away bit by bit and day by day in front of your eyes and stand there helpless. Love isn't enough. I thought it was. I thought I was the answer for Norman. But love isn't enough for him. To stop, and then the watching and waiting to see it begin again. To go home to him at night, listen to his lies. Well, my heart goes out to him because he tries. He does try. But I hate him for failing. I hate me too. I hate me. No matter how much you love somebody, how do you live out the days?
Would it help any if he went back to work?
Oh, could you do?
Try.
Yeah, all right. I'll be there in a minute. Yes, okay.
I see a new world for me. The tears have rolled off my cheek. Fade away every time you speak. A new world, though we're in a tiny room. What a vision of joy and blossom and bloom. A newfound promise, one that will last. So I'm holding on, and I'm holding fast. You brought a new
Thank you.
Next star listed to appear on your program is Miss Vicki Lester. But we're all of us aware of the tragic circumstances which prevent Vicki Lester's appearance here tonight. It's with the deepest sympathy. Will you forgive me for a moment? Vicki Lester will appear tonight. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, a star that shines bright and high. As you know, this program is being broadcast all over the world. Before you sing for us, I know that your millions of fans everywhere are hoping you'll say a few words to them. Won't you?
Yes. Hello, everybody. This is Mrs. Norman Main.
Of the stars, we're honoring A Star Is Born, 70 years from Warner Brothers.
I'm Ben Mankiewicz. Thanks for joining us for more of our 31 days of Oscar Film Festival on TCM, where this year every movie is connected to the next by a single cast member. Coming up, character actor Charles Bickford takes us from our last movie, Days of Wine and Roses, to our next from 1954, It's a Star Is Born. Charles Bickford's craggy features and gruff, powerful voice lent themselves to a wide variety of roles, but in particular, he often found himself playing somebody's father, which he did in our last movie, playing Lee Remick's dad. Other times, he'd be cast as a firm and stern businessman, which is the character he plays in A Star Is Born. He plays the head of a movie studio that employs a big star on his way down, played by James Mason, and a rising young star on her way up, that's Judy Garland. Both Mason and Garland were nominated for Oscars for their leading performances, two of the movie's six Oscar nominations. Judy Garland's nomination was particularly fitting at the time, 1954, because in real life, Garland, just 32 years old, had already lived this story as both characters, the talented young star on her way up and the big star on her way down. At the time, Judy Garland had not made a movie in 4 years. She was dealing with heavy personal issues that clearly affected her behavior on and off movie sets. She was labeled unreliable, so MGM, the studio that made her a star, fired her. To MGM, Garland simply wasn't worth the trouble anymore. A Star Is Born, in many ways, was crafted to be Judy Garland's big comeback, and it succeeded, sort of. Garland, by all accounts, was still unreliable on the set, requiring an extra dose of TLC from director George Cukor. But, as you'll see over the next couple of hours, the movie also reminded everyone just how talented Judy Garland was, and her performance resulted in that Oscar nomination. So what happened on Oscar night? We'll talk about that after the movie. From Warner Brothers in 1954, also featuring Jack Carson, A Star Is Born.
Music of the Stars are on the air every Sunday, 7 till high noon central, on the Civic Media Radio Network from WRJN Racine and worldwide at civicmedia.us. WRJN encourages you to be a voter. Our company website, civicmedia.us/vote. Information on absentee voting. Where to vote, races in the districts, statewide races. Do your duty. Be a voter. And head to downtown Racine for music fun. Music on the Monument. Friday, August the 9th, live music. Starts at 4:30 p.m. There's tables and chairs for you, or bring your own. Restaurants open downtown for food and drink. Feel that rhythm. Let loose a little music on a beautiful summer. Our next event is August the 9th, 4:30 till 7. Learn more online, RacineDowntown.com. And save that lawn chair and chill out on the grass. Racine's Harbor every Thursday, all summer. Hot Harbor Nights. Festival Park. All kinds of music. You can buy drinks, visit various food trucks. It's free. Every Thursday night, 7 till 10. I'm Lou Regani for the Music of the Stars.
Gentlemen, if you please. I think we're just about ready to record. The Totten Musical Encyclopedia, recording number 684J, illustrating chapters 22 to 29 in volume 11, The History of Jazz. From Africa came the first musical instrument, a drum. The hollow trunk of a tree or a taut animal hide supplied the rhythm or beat. To the basic rhythm was added the human voice. Next, the first wind instrument, the shepherd's flute. basic beat of the tom-tom and the same thematic strain of the chant that was carried across oceans and contained in early Spanish music after the invention of the guitar. Which shared the Spanish language, Cuba, West Indies, and South America, where the rhythm or beat assumed a new form of expression. The ever-winding cycle finally reached the shores of southern United States, where the beat was momentarily lost, but the melody was woven into pure Negro spiritual.
Well, the mockingbird,
mockingbird,
mockingbird, oh, mockingbird. The Lord looked down and he gave the word, and the angels put the song in the mockingbird. When man was born, he liked what he heard and sang to the Lord with the mockingbird.
Singing, Lord, hear me.
Well, he sang to the Lord with the mockingbird.
Praise be.
And the good Lord liked everything he heard.
The tune and the words right from the mockingbirds. That's how a song was born. And then a soft evening breeze hummed through the willow trees. That's how a song was born. The tinkling rain from the sky became a lullaby, and the blues must have come from a sigh. And when two hearts beat in time, blue bells began to chime. That's how a song was born. They took a beat and made it ring. They took a beat and brought it down the Mason Street. Now we got it jumping. Satchmo, get on that horn. Let's hear.
One, two, three, four. They took a reed, jungle beat, brought it to Basin Street, and that's how jazz was born. And then someone played a wail all up and down the scale, and that's how jazz was born. They simply played what they liked, as long as it would fit. If it just had a beat, that was it. And when a horn gave a scream, they took it as a theme, and that's how jazz was born. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Tom. Lionel Hampton on viol with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. Danny Kaye, Song Is Born. Louis Armstrong's birthday today. Hampton Surprise is not a sign out there. Our favorite son, Lionel Hampton, from Sturtevant. Now, he didn't grow up in Sturtevant. He wasn't even born there, but his parents sent him there. Sister Petra taught him everything.
I see dreams of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying hi. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful way. Ooh, yeah.
Peter Oprisco worked with him at the Green Mill. He wrote this tune. Sean Baker's Orchestra.
Whether you're rich or whether you're poor, there are things in life that mean much more. The things that count can't be bought with money. The things that count don't have any price. Things like love and days that are sunny, and all the things that give life spice. The things that count truly are a wonder. The things that count really mean a lot. Things like rain and skies full of thunder, and all the memories that you've got. The birds in the spring, the songs that they sing, the girl you adore with day, they count more and more. The stars and the moon, the green leaves of June, the sea and the shore. With each year, they count more and more. That count, you can always count on any time your luck fades away. So think about the things that count, 'cause all those things are here to stay. Away. So think about the things that count, 'cause all those things are here to stay.
Peter Oprisco wrote a lot of stuff. Great songs, that was one of them. And this is the music of the stars. Again on the air in 1992, now here in WRJN, coast to coast on the Civic Media Radio Network and across the Civic Media Radio Network and all our great Wisconsin stations. Thank you for being here. Here are the Letterman.
I'll
Victor Young's birthday. Thank you. music of Victor Young, that's his only Oscar. All those decades of writing great music for Hollywood and silver screen and radio and television, he got one Oscar, and that was for 1957's Around the World in 80 Days. Go figure. They say he was born on August 8th, but I found something on the census, and his birth certificate said the year was 1899. Yeah, 1 year makes a whole lot, I guess. One of his songs was the Four Races hit, if you count 61 a hit. 61 on Billboard, that's not very good. But the Four Races.
Faithless lover's kiss is written on the wind. A night of stolen bliss is written on the wind. Just like the promises we made are whispers in the breeze. They echo and they fade, just like our memories.
Universal International presents Rock Hudson as Mitch Wayne, who owed everything to the oil-rich Hadleys. Lauren Bacall, who had married Kyle Hadley too soon. Robert Stack as headstrong Kyle Hadley. Dorothy Malone as Kyle's sister. In a tense, frank drama woven of the raw realism of life itself.
I didn't take her to the motel. She took me. Your daughter's a tramp, mister. If that ain't plain enough for you, I can put it in...
As long as he could remember, Mitch, the outsider, the friend, had lent his strength to the Hadleys. To Kyle, too rich, too charming, tortured by a secret that made him lash out at all he loved. To Mary Lee, tormented by longings too strong to control.
I can think of much better things than making smart talk.
To Lucy, whom Mitch loved in silence because she was Kyle's wife.
I respect my marriage.
Haven't I? And she have children.
There's nothing wrong with Lucy.
You've never cared about me.
Or your wife.
And why are you putting your 2 cents in?
Only because of Mitch. Because I've never had him. And your wife has.
Take me away, Mitch. Take me out of this house.
Kyle, I went to see Dr. Cochran this morning. We're going to have a baby.
Douglas Sirk directed that. If you like a soapy, sudsy one, that's for you. Written on the Wind, great music by Victor Young. Stand by for news. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani, your host for The Music of the Stars. We'll be on the air till high noon today, worldwide at civicmedia.us. From WRJN. Scene, local news, timeless hits.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.